नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
An uneasy calm prevailed over Shillong on the fourth day since violent clashes broke out in the capital city of Meghalaya on Thursday. While the curfew has been relaxed, a palpable tension still remained on Sunday. The violence erupted after an altercation between some women and a driver of a Shillong public transport service bus at the Thame Meteor, which led to the assault of three persons. Chief Minister Conrad Sangma said that the incident was pre-planned with a vicious intent, while also mentioning the use of money and alcohol to lure the youth to carry out disturbances in parts of Shillong. The clash has marked the return of tensions between the tribal and non-tribal populations in the areas and renewed the debate of rehabilitating the Punjabi Dalit community living in the picturesque town. Madhya Pradesh Congress on Sunday launched a major attack against the ruling BJP government, accusing it of electoral misconduct by including the names of 60 lakh fake voters in the electoral roll. The opposition party urged the Election Commission to remove these names from the lists of 230 assembly constituencies. A VIP Embraer aircraft carrying Minister for External Affairs Sushma Swaraj to South Africa lost contact over Mauritius space for nearly 14 minutes on Saturday. A student of St. Paul's Cathedral Mission College in Kolkata lodged a complaint against alleging that he was ragged by a student union leader along with others who forced him to parade naked after he asked them about the union funds. The incident took place on May 29. President Ramnath Kovind rejected his first mercy petition of a death row convict who had burned alive seven members of a family, including five children, over a case of buffalo theft. The case pertains to gruesome killing of Vijendra Mahato and six of his family members by Jagat Rai in Raghupur block of Bihar's Vaishali district in 2006. Nearly a week after the Director General of Military Operations of India and Pakistan agreed to implement the ceasefire pact of 2003 in letter and spirit, Pakistani Rangers resorted to unprovoked and indiscriminate firing along the IB on Sunday morning, killing two PSF personnel. A policeman and a woman civilian were also reportedly injured in the cross-border firing. In a case of bungling, the government transport office in Mathura issued driving licenses to two dead persons, even as the ARTO claimed to have served a show cause notice to the clerk concerned. Former media executive Indrani Mukherjee, a key accused in the murder of her daughter Sheena Bora, was admitted to the JJ Hospital on Friday night after she complained of chest pain. Bollywood actor and filmmaker Arbaaz Khan on Saturday confessed to placing bets on Indian Premier League matches last year while being interrogated by Mumbai police officers for 5 hours. Khan made the confession while recording his statement at Thane Police's anti-extortion cell in connection with the alleged IPL betting racket. After a report highlighted instances of sexual exploitation at a home for girls in Muzaffarpur, the district administration has taken action and an FIR has been registered under POXO. The government has shifted all the girls staying at the home to Madhubani and Patna. The district child protection unit has taken the building under its control on the direction of the Social Welfare Directorate of Patna. Union Finance Minister Arun Jaitley announced on Saturday that the central government will refund its share of GST charged on purchase of raw food items that are used to cook langar and bhandara meals. The pass percentage in Delhi government schools has gone up to better that of the private schools. The AAP government believes it's because of some of the sweeping changes introduced since it came to power in 2015. Atishi Marlina, former advisor to the Delhi Education Minister, explains why education is a priority and how the state's 14,000 rupees crore budget for education is being utilized. That's all for today. Have a good day.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.